And yesterday, page 5, 5-2, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Olam Eibis Al Panachim Nosom Mitzudon Tzapi Derech Hasek Mosnaim Amis Kech. We said a lot of times yesterday. Let's right away go to the Rashi. Olam Eibis Al Panachim Nosom Mitzudon. Rashi is going to learn not like the Mitzudon. It's a different halach. Meipitz Asher Olam Al Panaich. The Meipitz that has fallen in the past tense Al Panaich. At Eretz Yehuda, you Eretz Yehuda, who is the Meipitz, the Ponayich? Eretz Yehuda is the Ponayich, Bimei Chizkiyahu. Achshav hu notzar, now it will be besieged, Bimtzar Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, through the siege of Nebuchadnezzar, Shutzar Olav, who will lay siege to the city. Okay, so that's a mouthful. There's a lot here going on in this Rashi. Rashi is saying that this pasuk is not describing Sancheirev. We spent already 2 days going over again and again that the pasuk was describing Sancheirev laying siege to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and describing his defeat. Now the pasuk is telling us that no, there's going to be another enemy that's going to lay siege to Yerushalayim, and who will that be? That will be Nebuchadnezzar. So that means that Nahum is giving a double prophecy. Until now, Nahum was giving a prophecy regarding what was happening in his lifetime, the kingdom of Ashur, and then he's telling us what's going to happen later, years later, when this sorrow comes to an end. There'll be another tzara. There's going to be notzar mitzura. So notzar mitzura, he understands to refer to Nebuchadnezzar. Someone mentioned the word notzar is phonetically similar to netzar. Nebuchadnezzar. Nun tzadi reish is netzar, and that's exactly what it refers to. And he was saying notzar mitzura. It's a play on the words. He, Nebuchadnezzar, will now lay siege upon Yerushalayim after Sancheirev tried to do exactly the same thing. The Meipitz, who is the Meipitz according to the parish of the Rashi? It's Sancheirev, not Nebuchadnezzar. We learned just the opposite. In the Mitzudah stuff, we learned that the Meipitz was Nebuchadnezzar. I made a mistake. What I meant to say was that according to the Mishnah Stavid, all of Meipitz al Panach means the defeat. The defeat of the Meipitz. The Meipitz, Allah is in the past tense, but according to the Mitzudos David, we read it. We interpret it in the future tense. As we say many times in Nevuah, although it's written in the past tense, it refers to future events, because by Hashem, Hoya, Hoy Ve'Yeh, it's all the same. In the Mitzudas David, we understood that this is a prediction that the Meipitz, Sancheirev, will ascend, will disappear. He will no longer... In the Mitzudos David, it is understood in the future tense. It's understood in the future tense that Sancheirev will fall before you. He will come and lay siege on the night of Pesach and will fall al ponayich in front of you. They will die. They will not wake up in the morning. And then the Mitzudos David went on to say, now return, notzar mitzura, go back home, go back to your cities that you have abandoned because of the terror of Nebuchadnezzar, and once again, guard them. Sapei derech, all these expressions we learned according to the Mishnah Stavim, what we said there was therapy, was telling Klal Yisrael that now the enemy is no longer, return back to a regular, healthy life. Rashi disagrees entirely. Rashi starts up by telling us, Ola Meipitz al Ponoich. It's not a prediction of glory, that the day will come when the Meipitz will fall and die and wither in front of you. That's not how Rashi does. Rashi is telling us something tragic, that that just like you experienced the horror of a falling, of watching a Sancheriv lay siege to you and stand right in front of your face and terrorize you, guess what? It ain't over yet. Even if you'll survive that horror, there'll be another horror that will come at a later point in time, and that will be when Nebuchadnezzar will try to do the same thing, and in fact, he will succeed. He will succeed. Both Sancheriv and Nebuchadnezzar did exactly the same thing. They both laid siege to Yerushalayim. They completely closed it up. Hamepitz, Hamepitz, Asher Ola Al Ponaich. What does that mean? First, he quotes that part of the pasuk. The Mepitz that was Ola Al Ponaich. Who is that? Who is that? So Rashi now comma. They put here a comma. At Eretz Yisrael. You, Eretz Yisrael, bimei Chizkiyahu, during the time of Chizkiyahu. Now, what happened during the time of Chizkiyahu? Who was there? Was only one Mepitz in the time of Chizkiyahu, and that was Sancheriv. Sancheriv is the one who lived during the time of Chizkiyahu. That's clear as day. That was the highlight of his malchus, of the defeat of Sancheriv. So therefore, Rashi appears to be explaining that the beginning of the pasuk is just like you had this horrible experience of that. The Ponaich means Eretz Yehuda, was under siege by the Mepitz. The Mepitz meaning the Sancheriv, he ascended and tortured you and did great harm. Guess what? Ain't over yet. Achshav now, hu notzar, Eretz Yehuda will once again be the subject, the victim of a siege, bimotzar, a new fellow. Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, who did not live in the lifetime of Chizkiyahu, Shehut Sarlov will now come and lay siege to it. So when you take what Rashi says, and you read the whole pasuk, the whole at least first expression he's telling us is that you had one tzara and you're gonna have another tzara. There was the tzara of the Mepitz, just like Allah Mepitz al Ponayich in the time of Chizkiyahu. Thank you very much, Mr. Kohn. Thank you very much. Just like the Mepitz went and was Allah ascended al Ponayich to torture you in the lifetime of Chizkiyahu. Guess what? Notzar mitzura. There will be another siege. Nebuchadnezzar will also lay siege to the very same city in the future and bring more harm to Klal Yisrael.
I'm trying to understand this double language. Okay, I know what a mitzura, all right? That's a noun that means a siege, right?
And notzar means the same thing. Notzar means will lay siege.
Thing. What is it? A noun?
Notzar means the future tense. Notzar will lay siege. Whoever does not telling us who the subject is. So Rashi is telling us that the subject is Nebuchadnezzar, and he's going to do harm. Notzar mitzura. Once again, in the future, there will be another enemy who will rise up.
No, but that. No. Okay, so the idea of two enemies. Okay, first part, Allah Mepitz al Ponaich. That's the first enemy.
Correct.
Is
the second enemy.
I just don't understand the repetition.
We're comparing. What do you mean the repetition? Notzar, it's a poetic expression. Nothing more than that. Notzar mitzura will in the future will rise up and besiege the city. It's just a poetic expression. If you want to say darsh and say drush, the word notzar is alluding to Nebuchadnezzar. Because those are the main letters of his name, Nevu. Nevu was like, that's really a prefix to his name.
A prefix.
So that Notzar was his real name, so it's really alluding to that the Notzar, Mr. Notzar, Nebuchadnezzar, okay, Nebuchad was saying it's like Mr. Netzar, he will be the one who will mitzura, who will lay siege to Yerushalayim, just like in the past, Allah ascended a Mepitz, a disperser, referring to a Sancheriv, al ponaich, upon your ponim, upon your face. It's a metaphor referring to Yerushalayim, Eretz Yehuda. This event will repeat itself. Now, before we go further, isn't this in violation of what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem? What happened when Hashem said, "I want you, Moshe, to go to Klal Yisrael and tell them that I sent you." Moshe says, "What's your name? What should I say?" So Moshe, so Hashem says, "Eke, Asher Eke." And what does Rashi say? Just like I will be with them in this tzara, I will be with them in future tzaras. So Moshe says to Hashem, "Dayoy l'tzara b'shaita." How many tzaras do you have to tell the people? It's enough. You have one, so you have to go tell them when I introduce you to the people that you're going to be there for them. And what tzaras? That's not their cheres. That's not the way to go.
Yeah.
So Hashem says, "You're right. You're right.
If we behave, yeah.
If we behave, you're right. So just say, Koisoy ma levnei Yisrael, eke shelochani aleichem. Eke Hashem, I will be with you in this difficulty, I will save you." So here, according to Rashi, Nachum is in violation of the rule of Moshe. Moshe was the Av HaNevim. Every Navi, when they went to Navi school, there was a course on Moshe Rabbeinu. They studied because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av, two animamins, was the Av of all of the Nevi'im. So he was the model, the ideal of a Navi. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Dayoy litzara b'shaita." When you speak to the Jewish people, don't tell them too much. Just tell them what they need to know now. If you want, only one thing at a time. And here, according to the Parish of Rashi, he's telling, Nachum is saying, guess what? They're going to be two difficult situations. Unless you want to say that Nachum is living after the event, after the, he's saying this pasuk, after it already happened, and that a Sanhedrin attacked Yerushalayim and Sanhedrin died. So now you're just saying, just like Olo Meipitz Alponayich, just like it happened already, that the Meipitz, Sanhedrin, he came up to Yerushalayim and laid siege to the city and caused you a lot of pain. It happened in the past. You should know that's just a dogma of what's going to happen in the future when Nebuchadnezzar comes and Notzar Mitzura. That's all fine and good if you want to say that Nachum lived already after that event happened. But the Pashto says that Nachum lived before that event happened. He lived during the time of the Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim, which was before the siege of Yerushalayim. And then he would basically be predicting, he's writing in the past tense, Allah, about an event that's going to happen in the future. And he's saying that there's going to be two tzaras. There's going to be the tzara of Sanhedrin, and then there's going to be the tzara of Nebuchadnezzar. That's not fair. Dayoy l'tzara b'shaita. Only say Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av HaNevi'im, and he sets the scene, he sets the tone for all the future prophets to not to go and overwhelm someone with too much. So what is the answer? I don't know the answer. One possible answer is that...
He happened after Sanhedrin.
Nachum lived after?
Okay.
Let's take a look. 9:15, let's take a look.
He was alive in the time of Menashe. It was already after.
Nachum, then it was after. Okay, then it makes sense. Okay, Nachum over here is, you're right. Is during the time of Menashe. Well, he spans the whole period. No. It's after Chizkiyahu. You're right. I take it back then. So therefore, Nachum then is indeed living after the time. You're right.
That's
in time Malchus.
Said what he said. What I told you on Wednesday.
No, what you told me?
Dancing in the street because Hachair was
defeated.
Because this
just the beginning. The Agdama to Nebuchadnezzar. Okay.
You got over this. Don't be so happy yet, because his
just the beginning.
Is
okay.
The rise of the next.
Okay. For some reason, I suspect, even though I have no right to say so, that what where they present Nachum on the timeline is not necessarily according to all opinions. But even though they very conveniently, when it comes to Ovadia and Yoina and Yoel, they acknowledge that indeed it's not clear when they lived, and they do not make any indication about Nachum, when Nachum lived. For some reason, I suspect, welcome back, I suspect that not everyone agrees Nachum is in this time period.
No, not everyone does. But his own shita of when he gives it in Akdama to Treyasa, that it's not in the order, you know, why this one comes first, why this one
the
comes
Seder
second,
Advarim.
Why it's not necessarily in age, in chronological order, it's in importance order,
Ovadia should be first, but he was didn't have Yichus, so we stuck him fourth, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
I think what Rashi says is something else.
Okay.
Alam fits al panayich. Who is panayich? You are Natsu, Aten.
Yeah.
Yehuda al Natsu. You are the
besieged.
Mitzurim al yedei Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
Natsu mitzura. He repeats it again. Hamefitz asher ala al panayich. Me, Eretz Yehuda, al Natsu. Yimei Chizkiyahu. I want to predict you what will happen after. He will be a Natso. Now you are Natso. Later on you will be Natso.
Nebuchadnezzar?
Sancheriv will be Natso. You, Oyev, will be a Natso al yedei Nebuchadnezzar. Because his country is going to
right, that's what the Mitzvah stuff, that's what the Mitzvah is. That's what the Mitzvah stuff it said. The Mitzvah stuff it says exactly that.
Tzapeder, and now, what does he say at the second part? He said, you know, Yehuda, Tzapederech Chazek Motna, and you'll have to get Chizuk from what's happening. He will be Natso, and you just watch it. You watch it, and you'll get a Chizuk from this. Ametz koach me'od, because you will know that by you, it's going to be the same thing. Anybody who's not so on you will be not so themselves.
You're reading a lot into Rashi.
Rashi says,
ametz koach me'od. From this, and we'll see, esa holchim lotzur olaf. So I simply understood this to mean, is to watch who is coming now to lay siege to Yerushalayim. We're removing, it can be both ways. I mean, Allah means Notzor Mitzura is the object. V'yischazchu masnecha, strengthen yourselves because you're going to be destroyed. You're suggesting that we basically translate the words of Rashi in line with the Mitzudos David, to a large degree.
Yes.
According to the Mitzudos David, Allah mepitz al panayich, but according to the Mitzudos, ends right there. Allah mepitz, they say Natsar Mitzur, we can't, because Allah mepitz al panayich, according to the Mitzudos David, means the Sancheri will be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the Mitzvah Stavit. Let's go back to the Mitzvah. Okay, let's go back to the Mitzvah Stavit. Allah Mepitz, Ashur. The Mitzvah Stavit clearly defines the Mepitz is Ashur. Shehigle Oisach, who has exiled you, Vehefitz Oisach Barotzois. So the reason why the kingdom of Ashur is called the Mepitz, because that was their specialty. They dispersed nations. Now, when it says the word Allah, what does that mean? Allah means, Hine, Nistalek min ho'ilam. Al-Panayich, Ritzon Eloimar, Lifanayich. From before you, he ceases to exist. Uch'ilu, Ata Roya Histalka, you are witnessing his destruction. Now, who, by the way, who is the one that's going to destroy him? That's Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says, according to the Mitzvah Stavit, Ki Vikakum Baikakim, the Baikakim, which refers to Nebuchadnezzar, according to the Mitzvah Stavit, he is the one that will destroy the Mepitz. Then, when it goes on to say Notzar Mitzurah, it's giving you Chizuk. Therefore, now that the enemy is no longer Ori HaMivtzar, all of the fortified cities that you abandoned, Klal Yisrael, because you were terrified because of the enemy, return. Ori HaMivtzar, Shazavtem, Mipachan HaMelech Ashur, Hinei Ata, Shemor Oysam, go back, guard them. The instructions are being given to Klal Yisrael. Now that Allah Mepitz Al Ponayich, now that you have merited to witness Sancheriv disappear, ascend to be removed from you, he is no longer a threat, return, Natsar Mitzura, return to your fortified cities and live there in peace and tranquility. Tzapei Derech, look out into the road. There's nothing to be afraid of. No one's harming you. Chazeg Mastayim, Ametz Koyach and Oid. Ki Yishav Hashem Ez Gon Yaakov Ki Gon Yisrael. Who's the one that's going to get rid of the enemy for you? Ki Vikor Kum Boike Kim. Because Nevuchadnezzar is the one who's going to obliterate the enemy. Look at the Mitzvot of David. Ki Vokokim Biko Kim Ki Ha Meri Kim. Who are the Meri Kim? The Merikim, he defines clearly the Mitzudos. Hey, Makazdim, the Babylonians. The Babylonians were the mercenaries of Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, Riku Esasher, Vishichesu, Zimoy Rehem, Ritzon Elaimar, Lachu, Asher, their wealth, Viharu Giborehem, Vilchain Teshav, therefore, Klal Yisrael, you can now live in peace. This is the Mitzudos David. Now, look at Rashi. Let me first try to read Rashi the way I understood it, and we'll go according to Rav Kalman. According to the way I understood it, is Allah Mepitz Al Panayich Notzar Mitzura. Allah Mepitz Al Panayich Hamefitz Asher, the past tense. Hamefitz, which is Sancheriv, Asher, Allah Al Panayich, which I simply understand this to mean which tortured you. You want to have a common want to say Allah Panayich means he disappeared. They're gone. They left you, just like what the Mitzudas David says. We'll come to that one moment. But let's first learn for a moment, Asher Ola Al Panayich in the negative form, who has ascended in front of you for the purpose of causing you pain, to torment you. And Rashi explains now, At Eretz Yehuda, you, the land of Yehuda, Bimei Chizkiyahu, who has suffered this indignity, this horror, of the Mapits coming up to torture you, you think it's over? You think it's over when it's going to be defeated? Sorry to tell you, it's just starting. Achshav, now is for sure deviating from the Mitzvot of it. Achshav now, who notzar Yerushalayim. Eretz Yehuda, he's not saying Yerushalayim. Eretz Yehuda is now going to be notzar Mitzura. You say you should say he. Because the Eretz is the land is normally feminine, but okay, let's see who.
What kind of chizuk he gave them?
He's not chizuk. He's giving them musar in a chanami. Means get ready for what's coming. Get ready for the who not sar. Okay, who not sar? We have. I'm assuming who is being, even though it's masculine, is referring to the land of Yehuda. Who not sar? It ain't over yet. Bin mitzar Nevuchadnezzar Melech Bavel shoot sar alof. Tzapei derech, habet ato ish Yehuda, look, you think I'm joking? Look out into the road. Look who's coming down the road. Look who's coming to torture you. Al eim hadrochim, v'sire, and take a look. Es ahochim lot sur olav eretz, it's going back on the word who? Who's coming to go lay siege, to go bring torture to the Eretz Yehuda. V'yischazku mosnech, v'yameitz koyach m'oid, get ready for what's coming. Okay, then Pasuk Gimel, Ki Shav Hashem Ez Gon Yaakov Gon Yisrael. How does he learn that? Kimo Shav Yekvar, Hashem will restore the Goin Yaakov, Ki Goin Yisrael. This doesn't fit well according to what I'm saying. Biko Kum Boikakim, Bizozum Veherikum, Ulushoin Bikiko Noifel Al Hagefen. It's referring to a vine. The word Bikiko, Rashi says, is a word they use for a vine. Kigoin Hashem, Kishov Hashem es Goin Yaakov, Kigoin Yisrael. Hashem is going to return Goin Yaakov. So I'm understanding this to mean, maybe I'm totally wrong, is the opposite of the Mitzudos David, meaning that basically read it backwards. The Goin of Yisrael, the beautiful pride of the Jewish people, is going to go backwards and become in a state of a Goin Yaakov. Kishav Hashem, Hashem is going to return you to a state of Goin Yaakov. Who? The Chav doesn't fit so well according to what I'm saying. Ki Goin Yisrael. I'm trying to read it backwards. The Goin, right now, you're in a state of peace and tranquility because Ashur has been defeated. And you think everything is rosy, everything is fine. And right now you view yourself in the matzav of the Goin of Yisrael. Sorry to tell you, but when Nebuchadnezzar comes, you're going to go back to the Goin of Yaakov. You're going to go backwards, just like you went backwards in the time of Sancheriv. Why? Ki v'kakum b'kakim uzmorehem shichesu nevuchad netzar, who is the Matzar Mitzurah, he's going to come and clean you out. Okay, now, Rav Kalman wants to say that over here...
What does it mean according to this?
I'm trying to understand this to mean...
Yaakov is downtrodden. He stepped on you. No, you will have a gava of Israel, not...
Right, that's the Mitzudas David. The Mitzudas David were going up. Now that the enemy has been defeated... the enemy... You see, Rashi says, "Ki go'ein Yisrael kimoy shohaya."
Yeah.
Ki go'ein Yisrael kimoy shohaya kivar, like
in the past.
All right. So let's learn your mahalach. Your approach is that the Mitzudos David, the Rashi is very similar to the Mitzudos David. Ola mepitz al po naich. The enemy is gone. Sat hamebitz asher ola al panach, which means has gone away. Eretz at Eretz Yehuda b'mei Chizkiyahu. Achshav, this enemy, the mepitz, is now who notzar b'motzar nevuchadnetzar melech bavel shutzar olav. Okay, I think you're right. So you're saying that Sancheriv now is going to be what he did to Eretz Yisrael will now be done to him. Mida keneged mida, Sancheriv, who now is disappeared from Klal Yisrael. Or maybe let's even say it means Asher Ola Al Panach, which means even forget about it. Let's even learn if you even want to say that he entered, he ascended to bring pain to Klal Yisrael. The day of reckoning has arrived, and now Nevuchadnezzar will do to him what he did to you. Tzapei derech habeit ato ish Yehuda al em hadrach v'sira es ahochem lo tzulav, and take a look at Nevuchadnezzar, who is marching to lay siege to Ashur, and now you should be strengthened in your recognition that there is a God of Mida Keneged Mida, and Hashem is now coming to save you and protect you by bringing Nevuchadnezzar to destroy the nation of Ashur. V'yischazku mosnecha v'ameitz koech me'oit, be very strong. And now when the enemy disappears, you will once again be restored to your earlier state of Ge'oin Yisrael. Ki shav Hashem es Ge'oin Yaakov. Hashem will restore the Ge'oin Yaakov ki Ge'oin Yisrael. Ki v'kakum b'kakim. That we have to say is going to get back on Nevuchadnezzar. Nevuchadnezzar is going to clean them out. Uzimorehem shichesu will destroy their branches. Okay, so I like your pshat much better. Chotosi.
No,
it's good. You're saying fits better. What you're saying, it fits, it really does fit better. What you're saying does, it does. You have to be honest sometimes. It fits better into the words when you're a mahalik, especially the second pasuk, the Ge'on Yisrael, that really is very problematic according to my mahalik, my understanding. That really... It really, really shakes it up. Okay, so what you're saying is it's very, very similar to the Mitzudos David. Well, the approach, the subject of what is taking place is very, very similar. But obviously, the words, the translation of starting with Notzar Mitzurah is very. That's as clear as day. That's different. According to the Mitzudos David, the pasuk really ends with the word Al Ponaich. The rest of the words, Notzar Mitzurot, Tzapei Derech, Hazek Mosnaim, Ameitz Koyach Me'oid, that's just an instructions to Klal Yisrael that they should go back home to their cities and take possession and live in peace and tranquility. According to Rashi, it's describing Nevuchadnezzar in his march up against Sancheriv. He will now lay siege to the nation of Ashur and Sancheriv's descendants, And we then should take a look and watch the Nida Keneged Mida and to recognize the Yad Hashem, Hashem is protecting us. Yes, correct. Yeah. Okay. Want to hear something? Okay. Now, let's take a look over here at the Radak. Okay? Let's see how the Radak learns. Olam Mepitz, Pasuk, page 553. Two psukim. Olam Mepitz. Mepitz Hasha'ola Al Ponayach Nichras. The enemy who has tortured you is gone. Completely obliterated. Who? Sancheriv. Shehefitz Bonayach Bagolus. So far, so good. Sancheriv is no longer. Not Sar Mitzurah. So now we have to see how he learns in contrast to Rashi and the Mitzudos. Hamitzurois veHorim Hamitzurois Shetofas Melech Ashuv Hechrivam. Sounds like the Mitzudos. The fortified cities of Eretz Yisrael that have been abandoned, that have been destroyed, have been weakened by the enemy Sancheriv. Nitzru, I'm giving you a command. The Shimru Oisam. The Navi is saying exactly the same thing as the Mitzudos David. The other way around. The Mitzudos David is saying exactly the same thing as the Radak. There's a command. The command is, I want you, Klal Yisrael, to return and take possession of your territory and to rebuild these destroyed cities. Loi tanichum hefker. Shuvu u'shuvu b'saycham. Return and live within them. V'loi sifchadu oy b'melech Ashur. Do not be afraid of the king of Ashur, because he's dead. Mitzurah, now he just gives us some translation and some grammatical ideas. Mitzurah in yan choizek. Strengthen. I want you to guard, to strengthen. V'chein v'yiven orei mitzurah b'yehuda. Tzapu derech shohoye bo. Look out in the street. Remember the olden days when the enemy stood on the street corner. Kiloi siruhu od, he's no longer there. Notsar, tzapei, both of these words are mokar. These are commands. Okay, these are I'm not sure the translation of mokar, the grammatical term for that, but they're v'chein chazek amet, these are basically commands.
Mokar is a shorash, right?
It's a root, but in this context it means
which is similar to the tzibui.
Right, it's a root in the command form. Chazek must.
Well, normally it would be nitzor, like nitzor.
That's a statement. Nitzor, nitzor l'shon chameira, but there it's samuch. There it's a command, but in the smichus form. Here it's just a command stands alone. So from the shiva of nitzor, we turn to notzor, guard. Guard what? If we had a noun and it was samuch, it would be nitzar l'shoncha. Guard your lips. Here, it's not telling us what to guard. They're saying notzar, guard. And then it says mitzurah. The word mitzurah really is the noun to a degree, but it's in a different. It's a more of a poetic form. Notzar tzapei makar v'chein chazek ametz chazek mastaim ametz koyach me'oid chazku masneichem. The amzu koyach lo tiru oy mimenu. Do not be afraid. Uperush ametz koyach amzu kachem b'leiv toiv. Strengthen with your power, with a good heart. Uvivi tochoin shetiftuchu b'Hashem. Have faith in Hashem. Yisparach mechein ish das me'ametz koyach. Okay, so he said exactly the same thing as the Mitzudos David, word for word, exactly the same thing. Over here, all the mepitz al ponayich, Hashem is telling us is that the enemy Sancheriv is no longer. And in the process of what he has done, he has destroyed your cities. Go back, take possession, do not leave them to be abandoned. Because we all know, unfortunately, too well, what happens when you leave Eretz Yisrael alone. The Palestinians come in and they occupy the land, and then to get rid of them is a nightmare. A nightmare for 2,000 years, we have a nightmare of getting rid of our property, squatters.
Yeah.
What?
They're the occupiers.
That was the Churban of Tzom Gedaliah. What is Tzom Gedaliah? Tzom Gedaliah is probably the most relevant fast day of all the fast days of the entire year in Eretz Yisrael. Because Gedaliah, when Gedaliah was assassinated, what happened? The She'eris HaPleita, they left. And who? So what happened when you left? Someone else moved in. Squatters. And now it's been 3,000 years and we still can't get rid of them.
Well, no, it was pretty much abandoned.
It was abandoned for 52 years. No one lived there. And then after 52 years, the enemy started moving in. The Palestinians started moving in.
You mean the Arabs, right?
No Palestinians until 1617.
Okay, whatever. You know what I mean. I'm just making up words. Squatters. Squatters moved in, and they basically made a claim.
If we left it up to Josh Wander, he'd get rid of all of
it. Who's Josh Wander? Oh, him. Yeah, the tour guide. So they moved in, and we never got rid of them. If we would not, if Gedalia ben Achikam would not have been assassinated, and the Jews would have remained there in Eretz Yisrael, today it would trickle down 3,000 years later. There wouldn't be this whole talk of a peace process. It wouldn't be necessary. No, we never left the land. There are no squatters. This opened up in history a tekufa where we abandoned the entire Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine that? Part of the Churban, there are four parts to the Churban. There's the siege. The siege, they were under attack. Okay? Then there was war. 3 weeks of battle. That itself, Shivas B'Tamuz. What is Shivas B'Tamuz really all about? War. Death. War. What is Tisha B'Av about?
Destruction
of the sanctity of the land. But we're still living in the state of Israel. Just because the sanctity is a gius. Just because maybe all the yeshiva boys, maybe they're all in the army, but we're still living in the land. Tzom Gedalia is a different element of Churban. It's we abandon the land, depreciate the four tzomos, is siege, we're under attack, war, blood, the Churban of the Kedusha Sa'aretz. And Tzom Gedalia is the abandonment of the physical earth. As long as we were physically living on the earth, even though we may not have a Beis HaMikdash, the sanctity may have been diminished, but at least we have possession of a homeland, a possession, a state, even to have a secular state of Israel, completely secular, it would appear to be there's a benefit. You have at least possession of the land. Tzom Gedalia, nothing. It ceased to exist. We abandon, we will mafkir the earth. Shocking thing. Tzom Gedalia, in my eyes, is more shocking than everything else. Because you got nothing. Could you imagine a person, you have a house, and you just, okay, my house is hefker. You could have, anyone who wants can move in. And what happens if someone moves in, how you can get rid of him? You come back 20 years later, this is my house, here are the documents. What? I've been living here for 20 years. I've been living here for 100 years, 1,000 years. You're telling me to get out of this my house? It's not your house. Don't confuse me with documents. Don't get with the facts. Don't confuse me. I'm living here. That's exactly what happened on Tzom Gedalia. We abandoned the land, and now we've been struggling for generations, for 2,000 years, to take back what's ours. So look at now, you understand, appreciate that, and you read this, this Radak, which is saying the same Yisoid as the Mitzudas Dov, but he says it with a little more oomph. And he's saying is, Hashem says, listen, you suffered. Sancheriv attacked Eretz Yisrael. He exiled the Aseres HaShvatim. And he, even in Yehuda, everyone had to get together in one city. Now that he's gone, I'm giving you good advice. Take back the land. Don't let it be hefker. Chazek mosnayim, ameitz koyach. Because if you don't take possession of the land and you let a squatter come in, you'll never get rid of them. It's just going to be a sorrow forever to get rid of people who don't belong there. Like we know, unfortunately, 3,000 years later, and all the blood, the land is soaked in blood to prove it. Okay, Pasuk Gimel, Kishav Hashem Ezgon Yaakov, Im Kidivrei Rabbi Yoina Zal, Ye Yoitze, Kmo, Vishav Hashem Eshevoschot. According to Rabbi Yoina, he's giving us an interpretation. Yoitze, the result of this Pasuk is, it is V'shav Hashem eshevuscha. It's a promise. It, over here, this is, when it says, Kishav Hashem lokech, it's like it says, V'shav, Ervav. Hashem now will return, will restore your captivity. He will restore your pride. That's one interpretation. And other commentators that follow in his thought, it means there will be peace. The pride of Yaakov will return. Will be like Yisrael. Ki Yisrael v'Yaakov, Yisrael is Yaakov, v'zeh b'mei Chizkiyahu, Goin Yaakov hu Yerushalayim, v'eretz Yehuda, Goin Yaakov is Yerushalayim, v'eretz Yehuda, k'mo yez Goin Yaakov asher ohev sela, shu oimer al Yerushalayim, k'mo yez oimer ohev Hashem shari tzion, mikol mishkenois Yaakov. Okay, so the word Yaakov just refers to over here, the klal Yisrael, the pride of the land that is in a lowly state will be returned to a state of pride in a higher state of Yisrael. Ki vikakum bakim ha'ivim harikarikum mikol tov. The enemy has obliterated Sancheriv mikol tov. Hinehu poel yoytzei. This is a verb. Gefen baikek poel poel omed. It's an active verb. The enemy is in the process, Nebuchadnezzar is in the process of obliterating our enemy, Sancheriv. Next words of the Pasuk, Uzimorehem, Shichesu Niti Oisehem, Uzimorehem, Shichasu Shonem Shonem Boy Biartzom, Kumashama Vayashkisu Eskivul Oretz. That the enemy, now this seems to be going back in the past tense. No. Maybe what he's saying over here is that we're going back to describe the past. That Sancheriv, he brought about enormous destruction. Now that destruction is over, you can rebuild. The best cities, the Kirvei Tushbicha, Soin Chabilu, they destroyed the best cities. It would appear that he's trying to say is that the word, not like the Mitzvah Stavit. The Mitzvah Stavit clearly defined the word Bikokum Bakakim refers to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is going to destroy the enemy Sancheriv. But maybe here what it means over here is that we're going back and we are describing what Sancheriv did to the land. Sancheriv, he cleaned out the good, he destroyed the best cities, but all of that is now over. And therefore, the time has come for you to return, take possession and rebuild and be strong and not let the land fall into squatters. Let's see the Malbim. Malbim Pasuk Beis. Beis Ola Kivar Ola Hamepitz Alponai Chum Melech Ashur Shefitz Oshoho Yedaito Lahafitz as Yisrael Bagoyla. He already has ascended. Om Atahu Notzor Mitzura Sesorei Hatzavu Asher Loi Tsaru Allah Vuhu Nasan Bimotsar. Now it seems over here to mean that he is now in trouble. The way he learns over here is that indeed that's what happened to him. His own children killed him. His own children rebelled. There was a coup against the leadership, against Sancheriv. Why? Why did they want to kill their leader? Because he was the responsible for the death of 800,000 of the best men of the nation. Sancheriv took with him, that's what it says in the Medrash, Sancheriv took with him to Yerushalayim to lay siege against Yerushalayim, the best. All of the finest young men from the Ivy League colleges, he drafted. Okay. He took all the best people of the country with him to fight. And what happened? Miraculously, they did not wake up the next day. So how is he going to save face when he, the glorious general, comes back home?
Alone.
He's all alone. Where's my son? Where's my pride and joy? Where's my Ben Yochid? You said this is a walk in the park. To go and conquer Yerushalayim will be a walk in the park. It will be glorious. We'll be watching on television. Are we watching our children? Are we expecting to watch our children sitting in Yerushalayim and seeing the conquest? And now you're telling me they're dead? So right away he knew he was in trouble. He fled. He fled to Hore Ararat, and his own children killed him when he embraced the new religion. So he seems, if I'm not mistaken, that the Malbim is saying over here, that's exactly what's happening, that this enemy who was Mepitz Al Ponayich, Notzar Mitzurah, he's got his own problems. He now is under siege by who? His own children. His own loyal servants see that he's weak and vulnerable because he is responsible for a horrific tragedy to the nation, and he got his own problems. His own generals, Tsaru Olav, have laid siege against him. Al Kain Tsape Derech Lishmar Bisora Teva Mima Polosa. Now he has a very new interpretation. Tsape Derech means celebrate. Go out and put up flags on the roads of a parade. Okay, Tsape, go out and look to the road. Look to the road. I guess it's a parade. That's really what it
is. Coming.
What?
Good news is coming.
Look to the road. Lishmoya Bisora Teva Mima Polosa. You're going to hear good news. Now this is very powerful. The Goin Yaakov, according to the Malbim, is the Aseres Hashvatim. Unbelievable what he says over here. The Goin Yaakov now has permission to come back home and rejoin the Goin Yisrael. The Yia Goinam Doimek Goin Yisrael Shu Shevet Yehuda. Shelo hayu tachas yadoi. Goin Yaakov will now be like the Goin. Normally we refer to the Malchus of Yehuda with the term Yehuda and the word Yisrael reference to the Aseres HaShvatim.
That would make more sense because it's known as Malchus Yisrael, right?
The Malchus of Yisrael. But here he's saying, no, when it says the word Goin Yisrael, it refers to Yehuda. Even though whenever you say the word Yisrael, you always know, you think about the Aseres HaShvatim. Here he's saying just the opposite. The Goin Yaakov is the Aseres HaShvatim. They have permission to return to Eretz Yisrael and join their brethren, the Goin Yisrael, Yehuda. Sheshev Yehuda, Shlo Hoyu Tachas Yoda, Ki Arata, because until now, Vikokum Boikakim. They, the Aseres HaShvatim in Golis, were plundered. Hayu Doimim, they were like a Gefen, like a vine. Shehe Riku Es Peroisav, that they cleaned out, they emptied off the vine, the Peros. Vegam zimoyroisehem shichasu, shechichasu zimoyrois hagefen atzmoy. Ritzin lemar shemilvad. Not only did Sancheiriv did they take the spoils, did they despoil sheshalalu es mamoinam higlu meartzam. So he's actually yuchlu oidlo seis anaf velasois. They can no longer produce fruit. So he's saying over here is that not only ki vikakum boikakum is golos. Vikakum Boikakim means that Sancheiriv, he cleaned out the land. He took away our possessions. Uzimoyrehem Shichesu is a code word for exile. He did two things. No one on the page did this for us. He's telling us, first of all, he's telling us that the term Bikakum Boikakim Uzimoyrehem Shichesu is a reference, the subject is Sancheiriv. And he's describing what he has done to the Aseres HaShvatim, which pretty much is what the Radak said. Okay? Not like the Mitzudos David, and not like Rashi. According to the Mitzudos David, the subject of Vikakum Bekakim Muzmrosem Shechesu is Nevuchadnezzar. What he's doing to the Malchus of Ashur, and that's also what Rashi said. So according to Rashi and Mitzvah Stavid, the subject of Vikakum Bakakim was Mosem Shechesu is Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is obliterating our old enemy, Sancheiriv, Malchus of Asher, according to the Radak and according to the Malbim. Vikakum Bakakim was Mosem Shechesu is a reference to what Sancheiriv did to the Aseres HaShvatim. What did he do? The Malbim elaborates, he did two things. Number one, he came into the land and he stole every last dollar, every penny he could find, every object. Vikokum boikakim, he cleaned out the land. He took our possessions, put them on wagons, and took them away to his land. Number two, Uzim Moirehem Shichesu. He did not want the branches to produce new fruit next year. Instead, he cut down the branches, which symbolically means he exiled the Aseres Hashvatim. Two different sins did he commit. Next, the Gam. Now, this is the Malbim L'shitas, so he's always coming to vacillate, to deliberate. Maybe this refers to ancient times, that in the previous time. Either you want to say this story refers to an earlier point of time, not the story of Sancheiriv with Yerushalayim. But we do know, as we mentioned so many times, that the Agolus of the Aseres HaShvat took place in three stages. It's referring to that era. Maybe earlier, maybe later. The exact date is not clear. Hagam, Shlei Niskar, Bekosov. Okay, so that concludes the Malbim. The main Yisoy that we take out of the Malbim is that Kishov Hashem Es Goin Yaakov, this is very, very frightening, is the Aseres HaShvatim had permission to come back home. Where do you ever see something like this?
But they didn't go.
I never saw something like this.
Did they go?
They did not go.
No.
So in other words, he's blaming the Malbim, is saying, he's putting the blame on the fact that today the Aseres HaShvatim do not exist. He's putting the blame on them, not on anyone else. We've always learned is that there was a terrible tzara, that Sancheiriv came, he exiled the Aseres HaShvatim. They never had a chance. They were taken to Ashur and they assimilated. They never were given an opportunity to break loose, to say, Ad Kan, we now have an opportunity to go home. And now they're lost. The Aseres HaShvatim disappear from the face of the earth. Will they ever come back in the times of Mashiach? This is a discussion in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. The vast majority of the commentators seem to indicate some mu'uvos she'eino yochol liskoin. They're never coming back. Maybe somehow there's some, whatever, who knows what that means. They're coming back, but the Pasha says they're gone. He says there's something shocking. He says, Kishov, it's a pasuk in Nachum, Kishov, Hashem Esko'oin Yaakov. Sancheiriv, it's true, he exiled them. But then he was defeated. And at that moment in time, the gates were open. Go home. They had an opportunity. They were religious Jews. They still knew who they were. They could identify themselves. And they were given the opportunity to go home and to restore their pride to the same Madrega of Yehuda and Binyamin. And they chose not to. Are you talking such a thing? They chose not to, and therefore what happened? They assimilated, and today they're gone, totally gone. They have no one to blame but themselves. That's a very tough line.
They lost hope.
Maybe that's
why they lose hope.
No, I mean, that's what you'd have to think, maybe on some level, that they lost any...
It's a very frightening thing.
Right.
And why then, what happened in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah? So Chazal tell us 95% of the population did not return. Only 5% of the Jewish population, Golis, returned to rebuild the Bayis Sheni. So what happened to those people? It doesn't seem that they all disappeared to the same degree. I don't know. Maybe they did.
But that's what you have in Gemara Kedushin, that they at the end, where did they check the Yichus? Was it in Eretz Yisrael or was it in Babel?
Ezra did not let them come up. Ezra did not let them come up.
Not focus in the Gemara. At what point did he check them over there? Did he check them over here?
Eretz Yisrael.
At the place
Soilas, the Yichus of Eretz Yisrael is Soilas. Okay, but this is a shocking thing. It's a shocking...
Nowadays, the same thing.
Come back.
They said, no, stay in the ghetto. No, let's...
Stay in the ghetto. Ghetto mentality.
Now.
You have an opportunity. But it's not so easy, though. Easier said than done. The people, the pioneers who stuck it out, who came to rebuild Eretz Yisrael, it's not real. It's not real, the nesyonos that they had to come back to Eretz Yisrael, the poverty was nothing. You go to on a plane, Eretz Yisrael, it's a modern country. Okay, it's, you have everything there. I mean, it's not so easy to make a living. A lot of people struggle very hard to make a living there, so that's a fact.
Where did the Yishuv bubble come from later?
What?
There were thousands of Yidden in bubble later. Where did they come from?
From exactly, so they stayed. That's what I was trying to point out, that the time of the Bayis, at the time of the Golos of Yehuda and Binyamin, we don't find, maybe I'm wrong, the same degree of assimilation to the point where they disappeared. Now, we do know as a fact that Ezra, as Rabbi Mayevsky pointed out, he had to check into their yichus. In 70 years, there was enormous intermarriage. Enormous. Okay. But Ezra selected only a few, and he brought them back to Eretz Yisrael, and he made them get divorced. But the people who did remain in Golos, we don't find that they completely disappear from the face of the earth. Obviously, they were struggling with Jewish identity, but they did not disappear off the face of the earth. Here, the Aseres HaShvatim did disappear. So what's the difference? The difference appears to be very simple. They had a much stronger settlement 11 years before the Churban, the Golos of Yechoniah. Yechoniah went into Golos 11 years, the Chorosh v'Hamasker. It was begeder of Yes Yehuda Shalach Lefanov Goishna. They had a strong Jewish settlement.
That saved them.
It didn't save them totally because look what's going on today. America, I think we know.
Because they were. There was Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin were in after Korban Bayis Sheni. Those were the Jews from them.
It's not the same, but at least there are definitely survivors. There were definitely a Yishuv. All right, Rabbi Sai, we're out of time. We'll Mir Tashem. We'll do the next week. We'll do Rabbi Avraham Ben Agra.
Yeah, sure.
Yaakov Landau, the 50-year rav of Bnei Brak, tomorrow is the yard night of the Shemin Rakera, the Steel Wife, Rav Zundel Hutna, the son of the Malach Chelas. And today is the yard night of Rav Zundel.
Yes, I gave it to him. I read it, and he read it, and he read it, and we were talking about it. He was telling me he was filling in more information. I did not understand all the details, everything he said, but he was reading it with relish. He's a very interesting person. He's a very moody person, and he's a very obsessed person. When he gets into something, he has OCD, a salvation mind. When he gets into something, he mamish, he cannot let go. He's like in a crazy way. When he gets obsessed about something, he all week talks about it, makes phone calls. That's the Soloveitchik mind. See, when he gets older, you see something happen, you have these cameras that can take 1,000 frames in a second. So you can go in slow motion, and you can see Clark. They have these very super high, these cameras, that they 10,000 frames, crazy. So you can watch something in slow motion. So he's a zoke. So he's now in slow motion. So I'm watching now, like all the frames in slow motion. You see how his mind works in slow motion. The obsession of never letting go. Of Yoyrielus of Oymko Shaldavar. It's amazing. Of Yashaber Salavacha. Goyim Shabugoinim. It's Chidush Ma second to none. So you read it, you hear it, what you listen. You don't see the process. Because a healthy person, he's a Zokane. So I'm able
you know,
to watch
the
process of like this, everything he does, this happens. Come on already. I didn't even nourish the things. Guy comes into the shul and he wants to get in contact with someone. For whatever reason, he has an interest. You go to the end of the world. Like, come on. That's the salvation of the mind. So you got it. Obsessed with this. The Londoner. He's still there. 2 years ago? Yeah, very short term president. Someone should be a caravan. He's such a holy neshama. It can't be that he's not susceptible to keep. Some people you could talk to him for a while. Him, he can't be. It can't be to one. You got to be able to draw him in, the right person. No one was able to do it. It's a tzvi on us. How come we're not able to make a kiddush Hashem that he can make? He has to be susceptible to this. I know my great grandfather, the Reish Sharaf, he had a brother. He was a rabbi of a very modern, no pun, so he was a rabbi of a very, very ultra, ultra modern. Like what you would probably say called open Orthodox. But also, he was a very good person. Probably a lot more religious than they know. If you do a lot, say, even if you're more religious than they will put together. But he lived in a very small community, and he didn't have a good marriage. He didn't work out his marriage, got divorced. And in the community, there were a lot of Christians. And he had a son that was below, like a 10-year-old kid, even less, and the war broke out. A fellow Katsaris. And he was very good. Rashi's brother with the priest. And they shot him, they killed him. He died like in Shashem. And the church saved the bishop there. It was very close to my grandma. They took his son and they saved him. Because his whole tikkun, he didn't have too many from. They went to the Haganah, they went to the work. They were married, they worked, they had children. He has a son now. The Babish got a hold of them. And the Chazim showed him. You see, the spark is there. Allah has come,
According to the first Pshat Rashi, Mechelo Shamarati Aleichem to Shemir, last is called Mitzvah Seif on Sfarah, the Malkam Lab, that every essay is connected to a lab. How do we learn the Pshat Esed Eichem Lois Esed? Each essay has already a lab also.
Even though it's not there are different Madregos of Asayna Lois Esed. Asayna Eichem Lois Esed means of a fairish pasuk that says, don't do this. Do this. It's true. Every time you violate an assay, it's also
connected to a lois assay.
But it's connected. But it's not the etzem lois assay. The madregos. The laws of assay, the lois assay demand it be hardwired. No Wi-Fi. Okay? You have a lois assay that's hardwired. You have a lois assay that's Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is not as reliable. It's not as reliable as a wired connection. A wired connection you can't hack. If it's wired, so you can manipulate the airwaves. That has to be something like that. You have a lot of things like that.
I'm sorry to
no, Adar Chas V'Shalom.
I want to tell you how I learn Navi. Navi, I learn like this. What's the purpose of this Nevuah?
What's the message? Nevuah
Nechama?
You have to first answer
the question. It's the whole thing. Nechama, so in the middle, it says like this. And all the Mephashim go the same line. Then we can understand the details.
Very good.
If we don't look
you
at
have
the
first
entire picture,
basic mission is this Nechama or is it Musa?
Yes.
And you know, it's not good to switch in the middle.
No, you
can't. You have to be one thing.
Get confused.
Yeah, sure. Very good.
Because he wanted to
very
say something
good
to the people.
Excellent.
Chazal, be strong. Don't worry about this enemy.
Excellent.
No, now Purim comes. Don't worry about it. Come on. This is going to be okay.
Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin.